Continuing our learning of the Tshuva of Rav Avadia Yosef, we're in Shevet v'Shapati Chavedat, Chel Gimel, Siman, Chaf Gimel. The question here he's dealing with is wearing a watch in a place where there is no Eruv. When there's no Eruv on Shabbat, you're not allowed to carry things. You're not allowed to take things from the indoors to the outdoors, or carry things outdoors. The provision of Hotza'ah, taking from the indoors, a private domain, Rashut HaYachid, to the outdoors, Rashut HaRabim. Or even to carry once you're already in the Rashut HaRabim without entering any domain, meaning staying in the Rishut HaRabim completely, Ma'avir Dalet Amot, the Rishut HaRabim is also prohibited. So what is the parameters between carrying and wearing things? We know clothing is allowed. Clothing is allowed because it's wearing. However, the Mishnayot and Shabbat, they're very clear about different types of jewelry that they border between wearing and not. Now, most jewelry is worn. And we wear jewelry, and jewelry should be considered to be derech malbus, like a tachshit. However, Chazal were concerned with various types of jewelry that somebody walking in the Rishut HaRabim may take off their piece of jewelry to show it to others. And if you take it off to show it to others to share, or even just to show it to them without even giving it to them, you may come to walk with it, Dalet Amot Rishut HaRabim, and therefore Chazal made a gzeirah derabanan not to do so. Meaning, although technically it's considered derech malbush, like clothing, nonetheless, it's asur derabanan because you may come to carry it. So what's the status of a watch? Now, a watch is not just a piece of jewelry. Different people have different types of watches. Some are more jewelry-like than others, but it also fulfills a function. It has a tashmish. It tells you what time it is. So the Shulchan Aruch writes, davar asui gam letachshit v'gam lehishtamesh bo. Something which accomplishes both things. It's meant to be jewelry and for a use. Kegon maftechot neot shel kesef shashrim kein tachshit. His example is keys that are made of silver or something like that. Asur lehotzio lerushut harabim b'shabbat. Sharei omer lesor tashmisho hotzio. You're not allowed to take that out because someone will see you and say, you didn't take that. You're not wearing, using that as a piece of jewelry. You're using that for its purpose, its use, and that's not allowed on Shabbat. And there are those who allow it if it's made of silver. Now, whenever the Shulchan Aruch says one halacha stam and the second as yesh matirim or yesh omrim, we usually follow the first approach. The first approach meaning even if the object could be jewelry. It's a beautiful gold watch, but it also has the purpose. The Shulchan Aruch would say you're not allowed to wear it, and Rav Yosef says you would think that a watch is the same thing. A watch is very, very similar because it's both could be jewelry, let's say, and certainly it fulfills a purpose, and that's clearly why you're wearing it. He says, however, perhaps the Shulchan Aruch was talking about keys, because silver keys, what are you doing with them? You're wearing them around your neck or something like that. And so if you're wearing them around your neck, everyone's going to look, the only reason you're putting them around your neck is because you need the keys to open the door. No one ever, in their right minds, would wear keys as jewelry. It doesn't look like clothing. It's not like clothing, and you're not wearing it as clothing. However, when something is ke'ein malbush, is similar to clothing, like a watch, which is around the wrist, just like a bracelet, maybe, that is different. And so, for example, Shana writes that a man can go out on Rishut HaRabim on Shabbat with a taba'at sheyesh b'chotam, a ring that has an inscription that has both jewelry component to it and the inscription purpose to be able to make a seal and document. It has a function to it, and that is allowed for, that is permissible for a man to carry on Shabbat, to wear on Shabbat. So too, one might think that a watch fulfills a similar idea. It's both a piece of jewelry as well as a function, and maybe therefore it should be acceptable, and the difference between the keys and the ring would be that a ring is worn derech malbush, whereas the keys are worn around the neck or something like that. And the watch is more similar to the keys, Rabbi suggested, and therefore should be permissible. Now, there are other reasons that we should have more room to be lenient, and that's Tosfot already wonder why is it okay, why in their time did women wear jewelry on Shabbat when the Mishnah says seem to have lots and lots of rules against it. They say, look, already in their time, Tosfot lived in the 1100s, 1200s, 1300s, they said, look, people who wear jewelry are not wearing it out on Shabbat. They're not taking it, when they wear it out on Shabbat, they're not taking it off to show people. That's not what they're doing. They're just wearing it on Shabbat. They're not showing it off in the Rishut HaRabim to people. They're not taking it off. They're certainly not doing any of that, and therefore there's no concern. In fact, the Ramah writes in Shulchan Aruch, nowadays it's not common. In the time of the Gemara, because jewelry was so uncommon, so therefore, so wow, they take a look, you would just take it off and show people, and it was a concern you may come to carry it. But nowadays, now again, the Ramah lives in the 1500s, that's not the concern anymore. The original machloket about watches was not about wristwatches at all, but it was about pocket watches. And the Tshuvat Shalom Eishiv says, yeah, even a pocket watch, which is connected with a chain, is permissible to take out on Shabbat, because it's also considered a tachshit. Now, this is a tremendous machloket aposkim. The Divrei Chaim says it's not allowed. The Yavet says that it's not allowed. And the Mishnah Berura says it's not allowed for a whole bunch of reasons. He says, first of all, it's in your pocket. So it's a pocket watch. It's not a wristwatch. It's not a tachshit. You leave it in your pocket. If you leave it in your pocket, it's very hard to argue that it's jewelry. Secondly, he says, it's not really a tachshit at all. It's a functional item. You use it to tell time. And he says, and if it breaks, what do? You take it to somebody to fix. It's only a pocket watch. You take it to somebody to fix. You don't wear it broken, which proves that you're just wearing it. You're just using it for its function and not for its jewelry purpose. And only when you're using it for a jewelry purpose is it permissible to use on Shabbat. Rabbi Yosef says, even if that's true, there's a big difference between a pocket watch and a wristwatch. And then the wristwatch, there's a lot of room to be lenient because it's on your hand, it's derech malbush, it's exposed, even if it gets covered by your sleeve for a couple of moments here and there, it's generally considered to be derech malbush, and therefore it's permissible. He points out that Rav Avadi Hadaya and the Shabbat Yiskil Avdi disagreed, but Rav Avadi Yosef thinks there's plenty of room to be lenient. The Igrot Moshe, Rav Moshe Feinstein, all the things, but this is certainly considered to be derech chashit. He says this is no different from the ring. The ring that's Sheyesh Alei Chotam, that has an insignia on it, which is used both for jewelry purposes and for practical purposes, which is allowed to be worn. And this should be the same thing. Therefore, he concludes, Mutar min hadin laset b'Shabbat l'rasut harabim b'shaon yad, atzamud liyadoim shalsheret kesef v'zahav. V'amekel gam kshu mechubel l'rasuat or, v'yesh lo amasa yismoch. He says, well, certainly if it has a gold or a silver strap, and you could certainly say it's l'tzarech tachshit. What if it has a leather strap or a plastic strap? So even then, there are poskim who are lenient, although Rav Avadi Yosef thinks that the more jewelry-like it looks on Shabbat, the better. One who wants to be machmir, tavol avracha. And he says, even when there is an eruv and we have the chumrah not to carry, so then certainly wearing a watch like this would be certainly permissible. In other words, when there's a Rosh Hashanah, he thinks that people have what to rely on, but the more it looks like a piece of jewelry, the more room there is for leniency. Have a wonderful evening.